This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the number one story in the nation. Number two story in the nation is the catastrophic Texas flooding. God bless those people. And we'll get back to that in a sec. Number one story in the nation is this shocking statement from Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino. That would be the, at least Bondi anyway. Who said, oh, yeah, no, there's an Epstein client list. There totally is. I'm going to release it. This thing gets more and more and more bizarre as time goes on. She did, remember in the beginning of the year, right after she took office, round of media interviews. Oh, yes, I've got the Epstein client list on my desk. I'm going to release it. She even had right-wing social media influencers come to the White House to get their binders full of Epstein documents, supposedly. The only thing in the binders, well, it was stuff that had already been released. It was old. It was stale. It's one of the most bizarre political episodes associated with the Trump administration. I'll play it again.
DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh, my gosh?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, it's on my desk. Now they're saying, oh, my bad, it doesn't exist. So here's the total release. No suicide by Epstein, and they provide a video, like pointed at his, can't see in his cell, but pointed at his cell to show no one came or went for 10 hours. So this is Bongino, Patel, and Pam Bondi. There's no client list, they say, none whatsoever, but there are tens of thousands of videos, and we are to believe that Epstein did them all himself. Well, let us see. Let us see screenshots from the video. No, not allowed to see it. They're not going to release child porn, they say. They want you to believe there were no clients, despite dozens of victims stating that there were and naming them. They want you to believe there were no clients, despite Virginia Guffrey naming everyone from Les Wexler, the CEO of Victoria's Secret, to Prince Andrew, who, by the way, settled with her for millions of dollars. She named Bill Clinton as among those that she was pimped to. You know, it's weird. She's conveniently dead. Isn't it weird? She's conveniently dead. Died of suicide in April. Under really weird circumstances, too. She was living, she had this massive ranch in Australia. It was absolutely beautiful, paid for with Prince Andrew's money. I suppose he just paid her to be nice. He wasn't really guilty. Because there's no Johns. There's no pedophiles. Folks, go back and look this up. Wall Street Journal got a hold of part of Epstein's calendar where he was making appointments to meet with people. And do you know who was on it? Biden's CIA chief. Oh, yeah, hanging out with Epstein all the time. William Burns. I'm trying to just accidentally hit it. William Burns. Yeah, no, hanging out with him. And what was weird was he was hanging out with him after he'd been convicted on child sex abuse charges in Florida. So not before when nobody knew, after. Headline. Here we go. Sorry. I accidentally deleted. I'd bring it back up. Epstein's private calendar reveals prominent names, including CIA chief, Goldman's top lawyer. It's Goldman Sachs. And folks, this is back in 2023. The nation's spy chief, a longtime college president, top women in finance, the circle of people who associated with Jeffrey Epstein years after he was convicted sex offender, is wider than previously reported, according to a trove of documents that include his schedules. So we're supposed to believe, according to Bondi and Patel and Bongino, there is no there. None whatsoever. Epstein did it all himself, and there's nobody else. What's going on here? A lot of you are texting me right now that he is compromised. If you look at X this morning, nobody on our side of the aisle believes this. Nobody. You can't find anybody defending this from the Trump administration.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's what I gotta wonder. I was thinking about this. If Patel were completely compromised, would he have released the update last week about China colluding with the Democrats to create thousands of fake ballots for the 2020 election? He released the information about the fake licenses that China was shipping in via Hong Kong. We caught one huge tranche of them at the Chicago O'Hare Airport. Customs and Border Patrol did 19,000 of them. Fake licenses, driver's licenses, for use in voter fraud that were made using stolen information, personal information that they got off TikTok. So they stole users' information, created fake IDs with them, shipped them to the country for the purpose of cheating in the 2020 election. If Kash Patel were compromised, he wouldn't have broken that. He wouldn't have released that. So what's going on here? I got a theory. Tell me what you think of it, okay? I think that Patel and Bongino and Bondi have not fully taken control of the FBI and the DOJ, and they're not capable, at least at this point, of taking control of the FBI and DOJ. Something I warned you about before Trump even took office, that they would struggle to do this. Trump never took control of the FBI or DOJ his last term, and it almost ended with him in prison on fake charges after evidence was tampered with. That was in the classified documents case. It's why the judge put the kibosh on the case, just froze it. She found the FBI had tampered with the evidence and lied about it under oath. Why no one's gone to prison for that is absolutely baffling, by the way. You lie to a court, lie to the judge. That's felony level perjury, but nobody did. Is it possible they just can't get access to this stuff? And they don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit their weakness, that we can't take over the FBI, we can't take over the DOJ. Listen to this. Here's how they put it. We'll see. As part of our commitment to transparency, this is strange the way it's written. As part of our commitment to transparency, the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have conducted an exhaustive review of investigative holdings related to Jeffrey Epstein. To ensure that the review was thorough, the FBI conducted digital searches of its databases, hard drives, and network drives, as well as physical searches of squad areas, lock cabinets, desks, closets, and other areas where responsive material may have been stored. These searches uncovered a significant amount of material, more than 300 gigabytes of data and physical evidence. They go on to say the files relating to Epstein include a large volume of images of Epstein, images and videos of victims who were either minors or appear to be minors, and over 10,000 downloaded videos and images of illegal child sex abuse material and other pornography. Teams of agents, analysts, attorneys, and privacy and civil liberties experts combed through the digital and documentary evidence with the aim of providing as much information as possible to the public while simultaneously protecting victims. Much of the material is subject to court-ordered sealing, so we're so sorry we can't share it with you. Well, we don't want to watch it. They say, well, what do you want us to do? Release child porn? No. No, we want to know who's on it. We don't even need the victims. I hope some of these victims step forward in response to this and say, listen, this is who did this. This is who these Johns are, because they're getting away with murder. Again, folks, the most simple question. What was Ghislaine Maxwell convicted of? She was Jeffrey Epstein's pimp. She secured the girls for him. Sex trafficking. Not sex abuse, not being a party to sex abuse with, you know, Epstein, sex trafficking, trafficking victims for sale to others. Texter writes, Tara, how awesome it could have been if Matt Gaetz could have been the attorney general. Pam Bondi is a complete lightweight. Another texter writes, Tara, I think your theory is spot on. Either that or the huge deep state has threatened to disappear their relatives one by one. Another texter writes, Tara, whether they are weak or not, their lies make them, talking about Bongino, Patel and Bondi, complicit. Whether they are weak or not, Tara, their lies make them complicit. Just reading the text line. Texter writes, Tara, Trump is, what? Trump is not compromised, keeping a list to ensure whoever is compromised stays that way. More leverage. So says Ron. Another texter writes, Tara, what if the information on Jeffrey Epstein would compromise national security if released? Possible. Another texter writes, makes you wonder if Ghislaine is really in jail or ever had a little black book. And finally, texter writes, Tara, agree that there are still subterranean Comey supporters in the FBI. And finally, texter writes, remember Cindy McCain's interview. She said everyone knew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. no matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip. It's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.